I first got involved with Iditarod when I worked for Matt Hayashida in Juneau, Alaska in the summertime, and that kind of transitioned to working for Martin Boozer during the winter racing season for a few years. And after that, you know, you kind of get the bug and it starts to grow, and here we are.
Oh, I got you.
I'm here today involved with Iditarod because, you know, superficially, I'm running the race as a musher. This is my first time. I'm a rookie. I've been involved in the mushing world for a good decade. You know, it's my occupation with tourism. But this year, you know, the world kind of changed, and I decided, you know, as a family, we needed something to focus on. So I signed up. You know, you need something to focus on every day for this race. For me, it's about just one step in front of the other, just looking right in front of you and just being persistent and determined and keep going no matter what. And hopefully, you know, as a parent, that will pass down to my son, who really hopefully will learn a lesson from that, and it will benefit us as a family. One of my most memorable Iditarod experiences is definitely being at the finish in Nome and seeing mushers come across, and just the deep ingrained satisfaction with them and their dogs and the bond. To witness it firsthand is really something else. You know, the first time I went to Nome was one of the Lance Mackey wins, and it's hard to find a more inspirational figure in dog mushing than he was at that time, and even now. So that's really stuck with me for several years now. Oops. What I know for sure in life is that those closest to you, those right around you, are the most important. Your friends, your family, anyone that relies on you, anyone that you have a strong bond with. And in this case, obviously, it's my dog team as well, in addition to my family.